Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, February the 26th of 2024. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I got to say, for it being February, this February, outside of one snowstorm, has it really felt like much of a Feb?
I have to very much agree with you.
It felt like more of a mixture of late March and early April or October. No, I mean like late March, early April. Yeah, but I can see where some people would refer to it as like more of an October-y thing. Like October with a little bit of winter mixed in. That's kind of what it's been like, though, but without the foliage. It'd be like the fall with all the leaves down.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it's been feeling like.
Yeah.
But I would say a little more sunny than what October often is, though. Would you agree?
I would have to agree with that, yeah.
So, and sunnier than even a lot of times late March and early April is. So, which does kind of contrast to what we saw here where I live in my part of America in January, as we had record amounts of cloudiness for January, a near record. The January that it was closest to in terms of the amount of cloudiness was also in El Nino January, 1998. Now, what I'm giving you is based on where I live here in central lower Michigan. In other places, it might have been different. But from what I understand, it was a cloudy month in a lot of America. January was a cloudy month for a lot of America. Is that the way you understood it, too?
Yes.
Is that it was? And even Florida's amount of sunshine was down. Yeah, Florida. I was there for a weekend. We had a fair share, a somewhat fair share of sunshine. I mean, 3 of the last 4 days that we were there were sunny. Now, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday were cloudy with some sunny peaks, but now, even down there, you're starting to find that the sky's opening up a little bit, more sunshine, and down there in Florida, those are some of the most stable temperatures in America right now for the next 10 days, like mostly mid-70s up to low 80s. Which is a bit more stable than what it had been in like January and even earlier this month. So, right about now, makes sense that right about now is the time that I'd want to be there. just saying, because it's like, you know, mid 70s to low 80s, where we have tomorrow where I live up to like 67 for a high. And then by, like, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, it shows us in the low 30s. Isn't that wild?
It is very wild.
Yeah, that's a difference of, like, close to 35 degrees. Where in Florida, even normally in the winter, you don't have that. I mean, even when I was in Florida, the warm day was 74. The cool day was like 60, 61 maybe. A difference of combined 13 degrees, not like 32, 34. And like between the next 10 days in Florida, the difference between coolest and warmest be like only like 7 degrees. Which is less than half of even what I saw. I think the greater difference was at night, because we had a couple of night. We had a night that was like 32 when I was there, 33.
Oh, wow.
No, I think more like 36. And then we had the warm night was like 53, 54, which is, so that means the nights were bigger difference than the day. But that can be a thing in Florida, I think. And even in the next 10 days, next week we have another upper 60s coming. And then it shows us going back down for a couple days at the end of the 10 days. But rather than going all the way down to the 30s, to the low 30s, it only shows us going down to low to mid 40s. You saw that too, didn't you?
I sure did.
And that after that, it looks like it could be going up again.
I think it just might.
So it's starting to feel a little more like spring, but I do think there will be a reckoning of some kind in March. I don't think it'll be a severe reckoning. What I mean by that is, I mean, I don't think it'll be something in terms of a lot of snow. I think it'll be something like a 1 to 3 inch snow for like a big swath of Mid-America. I think it'll be, might come in the form of a few different ones to different areas, or it could be a very big widespread. By big, I mean not big an area, what it covers. Could you possibly see it being what I would call a big but not big storm?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it's like where it's big as far as the amount of area that it covers.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really have enough to bring loads of moisture. And I could see it being one where there's more moisture, like at the lower end of it, but in those more southern places, it'll be more rain. Like if that, I could see it being one of those.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it also possibly being one, I could also be it one of these ones that doesn't go all the way down to like Florida and stuff.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Because it feels like sometimes that kind of stuff happens in, like, once you get into March and April sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
And because on the eastern part of the country, what you see, I feel like what I notice is that some of the driest places in the eastern half of the country in April are in Florida.
I could see that.
It kind of makes sense because you get into that. Those more tropical areas, you have less development, you have less, it's more tranquil.
Right.
Which, you know, if I didn't live in Michigan, if I lived in more like Tennessee or something and I was someone who went to Florida all the time, you know what I bet I would go?
Where?
I mean, when, I said.
When?
Probably like mid-April or so.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the time to like see it with like, with commonly no rain and you know, temps in the 80s, so you get to do a lot of beaching if you want.
Ooh, lots of beaching, huh?
Yep. And then, but like I said, to each their own. And so, anyhow, there was a couple big things that are coming up. I want to remind you about, first of all, the Holy Spirit Conference is coming up at Living Word, or at my church, starting a week from tomorrow. What it is a conference where the whole purpose of it, is to just let the Holy Spirit come in and do whatever he wants. It's his conference. It's called the Holy Spirit Conference for a reason. It's not called the Mark T. Barclay Conference. It's not called, whatever else you might want to call it, it's called the Holy Spirit Conference, which the purpose is to let the Holy Spirit have free reign and let him do what it is that he wants to do. And that's what it's all about. And I'm believing for God to do some things there. For me, for not just me personally, although yes, but for those who attend it, those who scream it. And Yeah, I think it's going to be a great conference. Great conference. I really do. And then other thing we have going on this weekend is there is this event called Comic-Con. I filled you in on y'all on it a little bit last year. It's back again, bigger this year. And they have, you know, a theme, and they have all kinds of different, you know, comic stuff there for whatever comic you may be into. I'm going dressed as Snoopy, which is, you know, I think it's still a good thing. You know, Snoopy was a comic that was written, and so it's a it's a neat, cool thing, and so I will be there at it, and I think it'll be cool to see what all is there. I would like to see donut-themed stuff. What I mean by that is, I'm surprised. Do you know of any big donut characters?
I do not, but that would be cool.
If there were people dressed up as those. The thing is I don't know of really any well-known characters in pop culture that their big thing is a donut.
The only one that I know is the character from The Simpsons? I don't watch them, but I know that one guy likes donuts. The one main guy.
But he's not, like, known as someone, like, who is seen eating a donut like the way Snoopy is seen drinking a root beer float. Not quite as pronounced.
I don't know. I don't watch it. I don't watch the show because it was always a little too secular for me.
Right. Not everything is for everybody.
Right. But
I mean, I myself don't watch it. I mean, like they say, to each their own. But you were just saying, you know, you hadn't really.
But like some of my friends watched it, and like I. Like walked in on a show or two and saw like they said stuff about donuts, so I gathered he likes donuts, but I don't even know the guy's name. He's like one of the main characters though, I think.
I think more people know about Snoopy drinking the beer float though than what know about this guy eating a donut.
Probably. That's the only one I can think of. I don't know.
Sure enough, yes, I am gonna I am totally planning on having me a root beer float. I mean, having me at least a root beer. Because doggone it, there's no place to get ice cream.
No ice cream.
Yeah. Which is fitting because you interrupt my show whenever I say water by saying ice cream. but we love it anyways. We love you anyways. It's cute. But hashtag just saying. You do it again, I'll forgive you. We love it, you know. but nonetheless, I was saying, tried just saying, God damn it, there's no ice cream there. Maybe someone got something up their sleeve. Maybe the guy who heads it up has a plan to bring ice cream in.
Oh man!
I'd be like, Paul, you got something up your sleeve to bring some ice cream? Oh, you own an ice cream place now? Yay! Oh, wait. He doesn't. I'm just flat out. That's me flat out, you know, wishing. Think, you know, like just thinking, wishing. Do you ever find yourself doing that out loud?
Sometimes.
Like, oh, you're doing this now? Yes! You know, like that. Like, you know, like kind of trying to dramatize or whatever, you know. You know, like wishing for things that more that likely won't happen, like the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a frozen yogurt place in there now. They got they got a decent pretzel, but personally, I could care less about frozen yogurt. I'd rather have some ice cream. Because the frozen yogurts, you see, they charge you by the ounce, which if you fill the thing up, it gets higher than the ice creams.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, part of why, and also they don't quite taste the same as ice cream, so that's why I'm like, no.
I'm good on it. Thanks,
I'm good.
So.
I'm good. I'd rather have some ice cream where I can get a certain size and pay a certain amount. I'd rather go to the ice cream, get a small and pay $5, than go to the frozen yogurt and pay like $9.
There you go.
Because I feel like a lot of times at these frozen yogurts, they want like $9 for the same size cup full of froyo.
Yeah, probably.
But like, really? But like, where's my ice cream? Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have. That's what I'd be thinking. But anyhow. And then in a month, just a little bit over a month, on April 8th, you have that huge solar eclipse. You may or may have not been hearing things on the news about it. It's coming up on April the 8th. I don't live in the totality of the eclipse, but I still think it's a cool experience for those who get to see it and partake in it. I really do think that it's a cool thing. And when I think of it, in any one place that sees the total solar eclipse, they won't see it again for like just over 300 years. Which means it's essentially once in at least a once in a three lifetime deal. I didn't say once in a lifetime, I said once in a three lifetimes, which means it's rarer.
Wow.
Because you can see where someone might say once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
But the truth is that understates the rarity.
Yeah.
Because in reality, it's once in three lifetimes. So, and if you listened to my show back in 2017, listeners, you may or may not recall on an episode I had mentioned being somewhere in the town here where I live when we had the partial eclipse where the sun was like about 70-75% blocked by the moon. And I had noticed, while I was at the city park in the city pool, I had noticed the temperature drop, felt like the temperature dropped a few degrees. I noticed that it get semi-dark. And it was cool to know, and it was cool to notice. It was cool. Personally, I wish every partial or total solar eclipse could be in the summer. I wish they could just all be in the summer. Don't you?
That would be pretty cool.
None in the winter, please. Because what if the total solar eclipse day is a day where it's going to be 10, like, below zero?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I'll be inside.
For sure.
I'll be inside with that windshield. I don't care how important someone says that thing is. No, I'll be inside. I'll be inside. Oh, there's a windshield warning or advisory? More reason to be inside. Because for me, because that below zero stuff, that's colder than like what you'll see in October, like for the football games that I go to. Because I'll sit outside on Friday night football, and it'll be in like the 30s, maybe even upper 20s and that, and I'll be sitting there. And it'll be cold. But in like January, February, and we'll say it's like if you had temperatures close to zero or something. No, if it's 30 or something, you know, you might find me there in like a very warm coat, you know, and that, hopefully with the sun out so I can notice the changes. Because it's easier to notice the changes when the sun's out, I feel like.
I think that you are correct. I would have to agree with you.
But that by the changes, I mean, but even if it's cloudy, if it's not raining, you won't notice the changes as early. You won't notice the changes as early.
That's true.
Like you won't start to notice it slow, going down, like it'll be more immediate, like once the moon blocks it. Once the moon goes through and blocks it, especially if you're in a totality zone. Like down to our southeast, 2.5 hours, Toledo, Ohio, they are in the path of totality, which I think is pretty cool. If it's nice out when I was there, I'd be out there, like at a park somewhere or whatever, feeling that eclipse, of course. You know, with my son, with of course, get wearing glasses, because they say not to look up at the sun, you know, with the solar eclipse with no glasses. You've heard that, right?
I think I have.
Yep, like where they will say you're not to look at that sun when there's a solar eclipse without glasses.
Yeah, isn't there like a special way to do it with like a box and a mirror and something like that?
Maybe, but they say you're supposed to wear glasses.
Oh, okay.
They say it's special eclipse glasses, not necessarily the glasses like that you wear for your eyes every day, you know, for those of you who wear glasses.
Right.
But, you know, just had that thought, because people will say, you know, the glasses, you know. So just thought I'd let you know. I'll learn more about it, you know, as we get closer to it. And, you know, just thought I'd let you know kind of, you know, what's coming up. Just under a week before that is, of course, Resurrection Day, the 31st of March, known as Easter. He is risen. Yep.
Amen.
And those, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks before that, we'll be reading on, you know, the events that led up to that. And it'll be an awesome thing, and so, because I think it's important, listeners, it's important to me that I remind you of these spiritual holidays and what they represent, you know, particularly the ones about our Jesus, like about his birth, and then about him dying on the cross and his resurrection. And we had, you know, celebrated his birth and December, you know, with Christmas. Now, coming up in about a month, we have celebration of his resurrection. And so, it's an awesome thing. It was just kind of letting you know kind of what's coming up over the next, you know, month and a half. Okay? I do want to remind you about couple things I always try to remind you about every episode, and then sing a couple songs, and then we'll get into the word of the Lord. I'm going to be giving you some proverbs tonight. That's right. I said proverbs. Yes, it's from the book of Proverbs, but still, it's not that I just like to say it like that. Proverbs. Proverbs. But I do want to remind you of a couple quick things. First thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's the story of how great God has been, how he's always been there for me throughout my life. Always. And and I know something. victory is always greater than the battle. The victory is always greater than the battle. Doesn't matter how big that battle was. It don't matter. I mean, I want to see you win the battle, but I mean, we know the victory is always bigger than the battle. It's greater than the battle. Regardless how big that battle is. If you live on this earth, you're going to face some battles. You are. It's just how it is. It's a fact of life. But God made us to be not more than conquerors, but yes, conquerors, warriors, victoriors, not someone with the shape of an L on their forehead. Loser, in other words, to be a loser, made you to be a winner. You know, I'll tell these jokes like that. Because some of y'all people might have not laughed in a long time. Some of you might have not laughed in a long time. Some of you, it might have been months. And I'm telling you something. Laughter is good for us. It's important. The Bible tells us laughter doeth good like a medicine. So when you laugh like it, you're taking God's pills.
Amen.
Some of you, you are. Amen. But anyhow, not to get back on track. But, you know, the book Rivers of Miracles, it's a story of how great my God is, how my God has always been there. And for my family, you can go online to Rivers, RIVERS, of miracles.com to find out information about Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing for you. Because let me tell you, I really want to get this book in your hands. I really do. But I want you to receive what it is that you're believing for from God. And I want your faith to be built up. Because in order to receive what you're believing for, God wants you to have some faith. You got to have some faith. You know how else you get faith? Listening to someone like me on this program. Listeners, you know something? As awesome as reading the Bible is, as important as reading the Bible is for yourself, your eyes were not meant to extract faith. Your eyes were not meant to extract faith. Because, you see, the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. That's why I come to you like this all the time. Three nights a week. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Amen.
Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Getting that word in you. That's why I come to you time and time and time and time again. Doing this, you know, bringing you this word, you know, just doing the work of God, you know, bringing you the word, because this is important, standing on the word of God. And these days, you know, when there's all these different voices, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that, I choose to stick with the word of God. Amen. Amen and amen. That's what I choose to do. Stick with this. That's what I choose to do. Amen. So you know, go buy that book, and then when you're done with it, give it to someone else and be a blessing that way. And that book's been to all kinds of places. I have, my helper's daughter. I like to call her a friend even. Friend of mine, Florida. She's given that book to a few different people down there in Florida. And these people that she's given it to, none of them wish they didn't read it. None of them. They're all glad they've read it. That's what Laura told me. About her daughter, who lives in Florida, who's given that book to a couple people. And it's been great to see that book going places. It really has. And so the other thing I want to remind you about real quick is about the PayPal. And if this has been a blessing into your life over the years of me coming to you like this, I'd love for you to sow a seed into the program. It just helps us keep going. And it's also, a great way to give, show that you love what the Word of God has done in your life. Because, when we give in offerings, we're showing God that we love what the work of God has done in our lives.
Amen.
So it's not like a cover charge. We're doing it because we love the Lord. And it means of honor, not in terms of, well, I heard a message, I guess I better put in an XYZ amount of dollars, even though it was free to get in. You do it because you love what the Word of God has done in your life.
Amen, yes.
And so that's how I do it around here. But you can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And the Miracle Man is, let me tell you, it's fertile ground. It is fertile ground. It's not the rocky ground. It's not like just, the ground where the birds of the air come and just any of that other stuff. Nope. This is good ground. What produces a crop. Amen. And so, you go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers. Rivers. The last name is Shukla. Shukla. Keep in mind, there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like for you to keep in mind related to that is that the first star in Rivers is capitalized, as is the S in Shukla. The other thing related to that I would like to remind you of, there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. Please make a note of that, if you would, kindly. The verse I want to sow into your life tonight, therefore, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. How are you doing in your soul? How are you doing walking with God? How's your attitude? How are you doing getting along? Are you having soul ties? Or are you getting, that you shouldn't be having soul ties with? Are you doing what you're supposed to with God? Amen. So this is where you just got to take a look for yourself. I can't do it for you. It's up to you to find out. Amen. I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord. And then go from there. I am chosen, I am free, I am living for eternity. I'm free now forever. You lift me up and we run. You set my feet on solid ground. I'm yours now forever. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. Everything. You washed my sin and pain away. Freely give, freely gave. I'm yours now forever. Work when I approach your throne. You is mine, in Christ my own. I'm yours now forever, yes. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. I'm freely, free to give, I'm free to be. I'm free to love you, free to live, I'm free to give. I'm free to be, I'm free to love you, free to live, free to give, free to be, I'm free to love you, Lord. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The rock on which I stand, when everything around me is shaking, I've never been more glad.
I put my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. Faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. No, he won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. No, he won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. I still got joy in chaos. I got peace that makes no sense. I still got love in chaos. Him and with no sense. I put my hope in Jesus. He's never let me down. Faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. No, you won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. No, he won't. He won't. Oh, he won't fail. He won't fail. Rain came, wind blew, I'm standing strong on you. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. Rain came, wind blew, I'm gonna make it through. I'm safe with you. My house was built on you. Rain came, wind blew, I'm gonna make my house is built on you. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. I'm gonna make it through. Yes, 'cause my house was built on you. I'm gonna make it through. Yes, I'm standing strong on you. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, with everything around me shaking. I know I've never been more glad. I put my life in Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. No, he won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. No, he won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. And they were my steps. I know the Lord has ordered my steps. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Praising my risen God and Savior all the day long. Lord, every spirit washed in his blood. Praising my risen Lord and Savior all the day long. Yes, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You are the Lord that never fails. You've never failed me before. You haven't failed me yet. And I know, Lord, you're not going to fail me. You're not going to fail me. I know, Lord, you're not going to fail me. You haven't before, and you're not going to now. Thank you that you are always with us. You're always going before us. You're always hemming us in. You're always making a way for us when there seems to be no way. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Jesus. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of these listeners. You know what they have need of tonight. Even when I don't know, you do. Thank you that you heal their bodies. You strengthen their minds. You bring healing and hope to their families and their children and their family. You know how, what all these people have need of. Even when I don't, you do. And I thank you that you're just ministering to these people. Thank you for that. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you that you're using me to deliver it, and that every heart and mind would be receptive to it, and that they would get what you mean for them to get out of this word tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for that. And I make my confession over this program, Lord. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom as a result of this program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. I want you to go with me, please, if you would, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 24. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for the Word of God. I don't know what we would do without it. When you're little, you might have heard someone say, we're nothing without God, and then you might think, how do these people make it without God? Mm-hmm. The truth is, I don't know. But here's the thing. They won't be so happy without him. No, they won't. They won't be so happy without him. So, I'm on Proverbs 24. I'm going to start with the first one. Do not envy wicked men. Do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about making trouble. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Or the way we would say that, your house is built on wisdom and established through knowledge. So through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. A wise man has great power, and a man of knowledge increases strength. And waging war and the guidance and for victory, many advisors. Wisdom is too high for a fool, and the assembly at the gate, he has nothing to say. He who plots evil will be known as a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin, and men detest a mocker. If you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, but we knew nothing about this, doesn't he who weighs the heart perceive it? Doesn't he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay
each person according to what he has done. Well, honey, I mean, eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the honeycomb is sweet to your taste. Knowledge also, if wisdom, is sweet to your soul. If you find it, there is a future hope for you. And your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in wait like an outlaw against a righteous man's house. Do not raid his dwelling place, for though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. But the wicked are brought down by calamity. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice. Or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of the wicked. For the evil man has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Snuff, just like that. Out, gone. Verse 21. Fear the Lord and the king, my son, and do not join with the rebellious, for those too will send sudden destruction upon them. And who knows what calamities they can bring. These also are saying of the wise, show partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, you are innocent, peoples, or curse him, and nations will denounce him. But it will go well for those who convict the guilty. Earth's blessing will come upon them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay that man back for what he did. I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds. And the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit and scarcity like not a man. We'll do 25, too, while we're at it. Okay. These are more Proverbs of Solomon, copied by the men of Zedekiah, Uzzi, or Judea. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter, is the glory of things. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the dross from the silver, and out comes material for the silversmith. Turning the page. Remove the wicked from the king's presence, and his throne will be established through righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among great men. It is better for him to say to you, come up here, than for him to humiliate you before a nobleman. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? If you judge your case with the neighbor, do not betray another man's confidence. Or he who hears it may shame you, and you will never lose your bad reputation. A word aptly spoken is like apples with gold and settings of silver, like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is a wise man's review. Like the coolness of snow at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the spirit of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of gifts that he does not give. Like patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. If you find honey, eat just enough. Too much of it, and you will not feel well. Seldom set foot in or neighbor's house too much of you, and he will hate you. Like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow is the man who gives false testimony against his neighbor. A bad tooth or a lame foot is like reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. One who takes away a garment or a cold day, or like vinegar poured on soda, is like one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water. Oh, give your enemy ice cream. I guess. Yeah, but he doesn't deserve.
With chocolate sprinkles.
Yay! Give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. As a north wind brings rain, a sly tongue brings angry looks. Better to live on a corner of the roof than to share a house with a quarrel's wife. Cold water to a cheery soul is like good news from a distant land. A muddy spring or a polluted well is like a righteous man who gives way to the wicked. So you see, it does all these last couple of verses, and then we'll drop it. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable to seek one's honor. A city whose walls are broken is like a man who lacks self-control. So what we read here, you see there's all these comparisons, you know, between the wicked and the righteous, you know, and this and that, and you know, these different things when you read about them. And it does all these comparisons, and then there's this thing of, you know, but then I think it's, you know, telling us, you know, don't let the wicked try to influence you if you're righteous. Don't try. You know, you shouldn't try to decide, yeah, I'm going to be just like them. Don't let yourself get contaminated by them. Who you hang around the most, that is who you will become. Bad company corrupts good morals. Did you hear that? Bad company corrupts good morals.
That it does.
Yes, it does. So that's why it's important to watch who you surround yourself with. Who do you choose to let speak into your life? You know, who's at your dinner table? Who's in your home? You know, who do you just let have all of this access and let them in your house and just let them, you know, do this and that and, you know. And, you know, if they want to get born again and spirit-filled and all that, you know, they, or at least serve God, great. If not, see ya. It's like that. I mean, this stuff that you see in the Bible, even the stuff we read tonight, it wasn't put there by accident. It wasn't put there by accident. Or just by little chance, like where it's like, okay, I'm boring. I'm bored. I'm looking for something to write. I guess I'll write it in the Bible. No. It says all scripture is inspired by God. If it's not in there, it wasn't what I mean by... people will say, like, what about the Torah and all those other books, different books that aren't in the Bible? That wasn't completely necessarily inspired by God. That's why it's not in there. Excuse me. Sorry about that. It just happened there.
Tiger. It's 7:41 p.m.
That's a lot of it. But, and then, you see, When it says that stuff about, you know, he goes as far to say it's better to live on the roof of your house if you have to than to be in the house
with a wife that's a quarter. Or to be in someone else's house where their wife is a quarter. And we can all think, you know, it sounds funny. My mom laughs when she thinks about it. And it is funny. I do think it's God's way of showing his sense of humor. But I also think through that, it's making a point. Be careful who you're surrounding yourself with. Be careful. Or as somebody I know likes to say, Dr. Buckley, watch who you're running with. Because who you run with, that's who you will become like. I don't know, Jade, if you've noticed, but over time, you start to sound like who you run with. You do.
You do, yes.
You'll pick up certain phrases. You'll pick up certain things. You might never say them. You might not, you know, but they're in your mind.
What?
What? What? You didn't do it right, but you know what I mean. I knew what you meant. Like what? Like you reject it? No, you don't reject it. You just giving me a hard time. I know you were. You were just sitting back.
I hear it in my head.
You hear me going? What?
You.
And you hear me going? What? Like what happened now? What? Like this happened or that happened or, you know, we do, you know, and I do this thing, you know, and I go, what, you know, like when you hear something like you didn't expect to hear or something you didn't want to hear, like whatever, like it's, it's cute and fun, but even my point to that little thing was you still sound like who you run. You do. You sound like who you run with. You know, that whether that's good, whether that's bad, whether that's funny, whether that's, you know, you do. And ultimately, God wants us to watch who is it that we're running with. And I would say even your enemy, if you think about it, rather than saying, get away, why not at least get him saved? Give him a chance to know Jesus. Maybe even if your enemy is the one that cut you off when you were driving. Or the one who parked, who double or triple parked next to you. Do people ever triple park or did I just make that up?
I think you just made that up.
Yeah, but some people just park so awful. It's like they take time to park bad.
I don't know.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
So really, it doesn't take much time to dump. You've seen some awful park jobs, but they don't take very long to do.
I don't think so.
You haven't seen any bad park jobs?
I mean, yeah, I've seen bad park jobs, but, like, they don't take long to...
They just double park and what have you. And just...
Yeah, I've never seen a triple park, though. Not in, like, regular vehicles.
You could probably do it with your semi. You could have done it with your semi.
Yeah.
And maybe you did.
Probably.
You didn't exercise your right to be remain silent, and now you just said it on the World Wide Web to a bunch of people that might have heard it, and they... You still sound like who you become either way. You still do. you still do, and you pick up different things. And like we got, even if your enemy did that and they triple parked their semi so that you couldn't park your car. You know, don't leave a note that says, "You crazy! I hope you burn." You know, give them a track, mate. Though you might not feel like it, you might feel like.
Track about forgiveness.
You know, and instead, you forgive them. You forgive them. A track about forgiveness. You give them a note. I forgive your park job. Because sometimes people get upset over the craziest things, including over how the car next to you parked. Or over some of the craziest stuff
that won't even matter on Judgment Day. Because, you know, on Judgment Day, you know that you won't be worried about that guy that cut you off. That guy who parked in the spot that you tried to park in. Or any of that stuff. That stuff won't matter. Trivial. But people will act like that over the craziest stuff. But, you know, you got to walk in love and forgiveness. You know, whether they're your enemy, whether they're someone you know, whether they're someone you're not. Because I heard like four different horn honks today with the window down. I heard four different horn honks. Car drivers honking at other drivers. And I'm thinking, what is all this about? But, you know, you got to walk in love, walk in forgiveness. So you got to do as a Christian. Don't be a fool. I mean, it's not up to me to decide whether or not you're a fool. It's up to God. But Heavenly Father, I thank you that we would watch Hawkwinder, watch who we surround ourselves with, watch who we let speak into us. Like who we let speak into us, who we let tell us their stuff. Help us to not listen to gossips. And instead to, you know, focus on you and on what your word says and like-minded people. And that we would take your word to heart and be those who do your word and not just those who hear it, but decide to do nothing about it. Thank you that we would be those who do your word. And I thank you that as we go into the rest of this week, that it would be a Psalm 1 week, a week of blessing. That it would be a Psalm 91 week, a week of protection. That would be a Psalm, you know, that it would just be a blessed week as we continue on through this week. And I thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.